Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Zohar. Hi, we're reading from the Zohar for Everyone, volume 4, the Parsha of Mishpatim. You can also download the questions, download the pages from Capsule.
We've just heard these texts we've read in preparation for the lesson, that the Book of Zohar was written, although it was 2,000 years ago, it was nevertheless written from the height of the end of correction, and therefore it is revealed now in this generation which belongs to the end of correction. And so, accordingly, in order to enjoy this book, at least in its surrounding light, we need to resemble it, that state of the end of correction, meaning the extent to which we try to connect together. According to that extent, we will be awarded with that very same reforming light, which the Zohar, the Holy Zohar casts on us from the height of the end of correction. So let's try to be together as much as possible. We, all of us, want to return back to the one Kli, the one vessel, as it was at the beginning of creation, corresponding to the end of correction. That's how we need to aim ourselves. So everyone, each and everyone, each and all are as one, not even tense. Everyone are as one. The more that one yearns for that, he invites, he draws upon himself the reforming lights. Please.
Zohar La'am, volume 4, Mishpatim, number 1. These are the ordinances which you will set before them. These are the orders of reincarnation, for ordinances mean sentences of souls that reincarnate into this world, which are sentenced each according to its punishment. If you buy a Hebrew slave. Item 2. Here is the time to disclose a few hidden secrets of incarnation. It is written, if you buy a Hebrew slave, he shall serve 6 years, and on the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. In other words, when the soul must reincarnate due to iniquities or because she did not complete the Torah and mitzvot during life, she is forced to return to this world and clothe in a body, to be reborn and to complete what she must during 70 years of life in this world. If she is from the side of the angel Matat in the world of Briah, who comprises of 6 degrees Chagat Nehi, it is written about him, he shall serve 6 years. She is forced to reincarnate only until she completes the correction of 6 degrees Chagat Nehi from the place from which she was taken, Matat. 3. But a righteous who has been rewarded with a soul from the side of divinity, from Malchut Datzilut, who is seventh to Chagat Nehi Datzilut, there is no work in him, and no scrutinies of Mochin are done in him, for he is considered Shabbat. And because there is no work in him, there is no enslavement in him. It is written about a soul that is from there, and on the seventh he shall go out free for nothing, meaning there is no enslavement in her. 4. What is the addition to the soul of which it is written, you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your manservant or your maidservant? You and your son or your daughter is Naran da'atzilut. Your manservant or your maidservant or your cattle is Naran da'biyah. Thus, even in Neshama da'briyah, where Matat is, it is written about it, you shall not do any work. And there is also this addition in it, that there is no enslavement in it, just as with a Neshama from Atzilut. 5. It is said about a soul of a righteous that she is from Atzilut, even though he is forced to come down by incarnation through all of these, even in a manservant and a maidservant and in cattle, which are Rafanim in the world of Asiyah, or in the animals from which are souls of people, As it is written about it, you shall not do any work. That is, the neshama is essentially from Atzilut, but she is forced to incarnate as a manservant, a maidservant, and a cattle, and then its sentence is that there is no work and enslavement in it. But if the neshama essentially extends from Biah, there are work and enslavement in it, as it is written, you shall not subject him to a slave's service. With a righteous, who is the Shabbat, you will not subject him to a slave's service, who is Matat, a weekday. Six. Shabbat is only daughter Malchut, the mate of the righteous, who is only Shabbat, as it is written, and on the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. Thus, why is it written about him, if he takes to himself another? It must be the difference that it is the secular part of the Shabbat. It is written about him, if he takes to himself another, because there is another secular, which is not considered the secular part of the Shabbat, but of the impurity of a maid. The secular part of Shabbat is the maidservant in Biah, the body of an only daughter, where the only daughter, Malchut Atzilut, clothes in it like a soul in a body. It is about that, that it is written, if he takes to himself another. 7. There is a soul called maid, there is a soul called maidservant, and there is a soul called the king's daughter. Each is named after the place from which it is extended or to which it incarnated. And here there is a man, as it is written, a man who should sell his daughter for a maid. It is written about him, the Lord is a man of war, meaning Zerampind Atzilut. And there is a man of whom it is written, and the man Gavriel, in the world of Briah. And also, should a man, meaning the Creator, sell his daughter, Neshamad Atzilut, who is called an only daughter, for a maid, meaning that she would incarnate into the world of Briah, where she is the body of divinity called maid. 8. For this reason, a soul that has been forced to incarnate, if she is the daughter of the Creator, extended from Malchut Atzilut, do not say that she was sold in a foreign body of a klipa, where there is domination of the evil inclination from the side of Sam, since it is written, I am the Lord, that is my name, I will not give my glory to another. Another is the evil inclination, since if the neshama is from Atzilut, even if she incarnates into the world of Briah, there is neither work in it nor enslavement by the klipot. 9. Do not say that the body in which there is the king's daughter, who is called a maid, was sold in the lower ktarim of the tum'ah. It is written about it, the land shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. The body of the king's daughter is matat, and she is the maid of divinity, in which divinity clothes. Even though she is a neshama of a king's daughter that is imprisoned there, she comes there in an incarnation, as it is written about it, if a man sells his daughter as a maid, she will not go out as the manservants do. 10. If a man sells, is the Creator, his daughter is Israel, from the side of the only daughter, extended from the Malchut. Do not say that they will go out in the future, as they went out fleeing from Egypt, since they were from the side of the servant Madat. It is written about that, she will not go out as the manservants do, as it is written, but you will not go out in haste, nor will you go as fugitives, as it was during the exit from the side of the servant Matat. 11. When one is born, he is given nefesh on the part of the beast, on the part of purity, on the part of those called holy ofanim, from the world of Asiyah. If he is rewarded further, he is given ruach, on the part of holy animals, from the world of Yetzirah. If he is rewarded further, he is given neshama, on the part of the throne, from the world of Briah. Those three are maid, manservant and maidservant of the king's daughter, meaning Naran, from the expansion of Malchut in Biah. Maid is neshama in Briah. Manservant is ruach in Yetzirah, and maidservant is nefesh in Asiyah. 12. If he is rewarded further, he is given nefesh, as in Atzilut, on the part of the only daughter, who is called the king's daughter, Malchut Atzilut. If he is rewarded further, he is given ruach Atzilut on the part of the middle pillar, Zerampin, and he is called a son of the Creator. As it is written, you are the children of the Lord your God. If he is rewarded further, he is given neshama on the part of Abba Ve'ima Binah, as it is written, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Life is Yod-Kei, Abba Ve'ima, of whom it is written, the whole soul praises Ko, and the name Havaya is completed in them, because Ruach and Nefesh Datzilut are Vav-Kei, and Neshamama Datzilut is Yod-Kei, and together they are Havaya. 13. If he is rewarded further, he is given Yud K Vav K with a filling of letters such as this: Yud K Vav K, who is Adam in Gematria, as in Atzilut, above, meaning Zerampin, when clothing upper Abba Ve'ima, who are Chochmah, the letters of Chaf Chet Mem K, forming the world Chochmah in Hebrew. He is named from the form of his master, and it is written about him, and reign over the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky and any animal that swarms over the earth. This is the one whose dominion is over all the firmaments, on all the ophanim and the seraphim, and the animals in all the hosts and powers above and below. For this reason, when one is rewarded with nefesh on the part of the only daughter, it is written about him, she will not go out as the manservants do.
Questions. You can ask anything you want. No questions? Fine. And even things unrelated to the Zohar. If someone has come, especially from abroad, you can ask anything. All right, so... Well, let's continue then. But again, the Zohar is intended not to give us an understanding or even some feeling, but rather it invokes the light that comes from the end of creation, the end of correction, rather, from this furthermost degree, but the most powerful. And as we make ourselves adapted to that circle at the end of correction, it's all a circle. The more we try and intend to connect together like a circle, equally, not with some above and some below, but rather equally, and that's it, then accordingly we draw the reforming light, that great light of the end of correction, and it affects us. That's why so many words of praise are written about the Zohar, because truly the power within it, the power it contains within it, no other means contains such power. So continue.
The grandfather, 15. Who is a serpent that flies in the air and walks in separation? Whatever the case, there is rest for one ant that lies beneath, between its teeth. It begins in bonding and ends in separation. And who is he? An eagle that nests in a tree that never was. His sons, who were stolen, are not of the creations, since they were created in a place where they were not created. When they rise, they fall, and when they fall, they rise. Two that are one, and one that are three. What is a handsome maid who has no eyes, and the body is concealed and revealed? She comes out in the morning and covers during the day. She adorns herself in adornments that never were. The mochin of the left that appear through the exit of the yod from the avir in Shuruk are regarded as flying in the air. Then the malchut is without a zivug with Zerampin, and as long as they are without the right, there is suction to the sitra achra, and the serpent flies in the air and sucks from the kedusha. When the middle line comes and diminishes the left through the Masach Dechirik, so it will not shine from above downwards, but only from below upwards. By that, it connects with the right, and the serpent parts from the Kedushah, for it has nothing more to suck. These dinim of the Masach Tichirik, which repel the serpent from sucking from the left line, are from the dinim of Tzimtzum Bet, which came by the ascent of the Masach Tubina, and the serpent clings to these dinim. The venom between the serpent's teeth, with which it kills people, is from the dinim of Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, meaning only from Malchut. That venom is called an ant, since when the serpent has the strength to cling to dinim of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, which rise up to Bina, it leaves the dinim the Tzimtzum Aleph, which are only in Malchut. Hence, that ant has rest, meaning that she lies between its teeth, for she is from the dinim of Tzimtzum Aleph. And when Malchut is in a zivug with Zerampin, and the left line shines in her, if the serpent comes near to suck from the left, the zivug immediately parts, and he has nothing to suck. Bina is called an eagle, and there is no din in her. Rather, he is merciful toward his sons, Zon, and she accepts to her the dinim of Malchut, and by that she is diminished into Vak to give Mochin to Zon. At the time of Gadlut, the dinim descend from Bina to Malchut, and Bina returns to Gar, giving Mochin to Zon. Mochin de Vak are called tree. The eagle, Bina, nests there because she received the dinim of Malchut. However, this tree is not as it was, because afterwards, in the time of Gadlut, the dinim come down from Bina, and it becomes apparent that there was no din in Bina. When Israel are in exile, the sons, Zon, are robbed from the mother, Bina, meaning that the Sitra Achra sucks from the dinim in Zon. However, those dinim come from the Bina, when she is in Katnut, due to the Malchut's ascent to her. And since the dinim de Bina are in a tree where they were not, especially the dinim in Zon that are received from her, which are as though they never were, those dinim that extend from Bina are called created or creation. This is why he says that his sons were robbed, that the Sitra Achra sucks from the dinim in them, that by that they rob the abundance during the exile, and they are not of the people, meaning that there are no dinim of creation in them, since they were created in dinim de Bina, in Bereshit, in a place where they were not. The place itself, Bina, is not considered Bria, since the dinim in her are in a tree that never was. It is especially so with Zon, who receive from her. It follows that the whole grip of the Sitra Achra in Zon, during the exile, is unjust. When the middle line decides between right and left, it corrects the left to illuminate only from below upwards, and the right from above downwards. The illuminations of the right from before were illuminating in ascent from below upwards, meaning that they were in Vak. Now they shine in descent, from above downwards, and the illuminations of the left, which previously illuminated from above downwards, in descent, now illuminate in ascent, from below upwards. By that, the two lines, right and left, became one, two that are one, and one that are three means that the middle line, which is one, inherits all three lines and becomes three. Once Malchut diminished and descended to from Chazed Zerampim and below, she has no more Chokhmah of her own. Instead, she is a handsome maiden with no eyes, for Chokhmah is called eyes. She receives the Chokhmah that she has from a Zerampin, and the body is concealed and revealed. For once she is covered from illumination of Chokhmah, and once the Chokhmah in her is revealed. She comes out to illuminate in Chokhmah in a Zivug at the morning darkness, and in the day she is governed by Zerampin, and the Chokhmah in her is covered, as in Zerampin. She adorns herself in adornments that never were, meaning that the adornments extend to her from Dinim and Katznut de Binah. And since the Dinim de Binah are in a tree that never was, those adornments are all regarded as never having been.
The wisdom of Kabbalah is not learned as scholarly wisdom through the mind, but everything is given through the reforming light, which is called Torah. This light gradually affects the will to receive and gives it the intention to bestow. And so, the more we delve into the reading, with the hope that this gives us the correction, we gain. That's one thing. Now, the other thing is, in reality, there are two forms of study. One is the natural kind, like a little child learns about life. No one can explain this to him. There's nothing to explain. He won't understand. He hears the language, he hears sounds, he sees pictures, but he can't digest what they are. But gradually, as all of reality affects him, he accepts it, understands it, begins to feel it, and suddenly he knows the language and how to call each and everything and how to speak himself. How? Because he's in this reality. And there is a different kind of study where, well, as we study later on in various places, through the mind, the intellect. So the wisdom of Kabbalah can't come to us through the intellect. It can come to us only in the same way as wisdom comes to a little child in this world. We need to connect to that external world where we exist right now, and to get some emanation from it. And in that we are like children. Let the light affect you, and gradually you'll begin to feel that you're in a different world. Please.
20. כמה טובים ונעימים ועיקרים ועליונים דברי תורה. ואני, איך אומר לפני ריבון, שלא שמעתי מפיהם עד עתה אפילו מילה אחת. אבל יש לי לומר, כי אין בושה כלל לומר דברי תורה לפני הכל. 21. התעטף אותו הזקן. פתח ואמר, ובת כהן כי תהיה לאיש זר. היא בתרומת הקודשים לא תוכל. פסוק זה נסמך על פסוק אחר. ובת כהן כי תהיה אלמנה וגרושה, וזרע אין לה, ושבה אל בית אביה כנעוריה. מלחם אביה תוכל.
21. If a priest's daughter is married to a foreign man, she shall not eat of the offering of the gifts. This verse relies on another verse. But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow or divorced and has no child and returns to her father's house as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread. The words of Torah are hidden words, for there are meanings to each and everything. 22. How many are the words of wisdom that are hidden within each word of the Torah, and which are known to the sages who know the ways of the Torah? The Torah is not words of dreams given to the one who solves them, and following that mouth that solves them. Rather, they must be solved according to their ways, and if the words of dreams should be solved according to their ways, then the words of Torah, which are entertainments of the Holy King, are all the more so, meaning that she is required to walk in the way of truth in them, as it is written, for the ways of the Lord are right. 23. A priest's daughter is a high soul, a daughter of Avraham the patriarch, the first of the proselytes, Chesed, and he extends to this soul from a high place, Bina. There is a priest who is called a man priest, and not an actual priest. Similarly, there is a priest, there is a deputy, and there is a high priest, and there is a priest who is not great. A plain priest, a lay priest, is greater and higher than a man priest. Hence, There are degrees, Naran, in the soul, Neshama, from the high priest, Ruach, from a plain priest, and Nefesh, from a lay priest. 24. And if a priest's daughter be married unto a foreign man, this is the holy soul that was extended from a high place, Bina, and entered the hidden one of the tree of life, Zaampin. When the wind of the high priest, Chesed Zaampin, blows and gives souls, clothing the souls with Chesed and placing them in this tree, Zaampin, the souls flee from there and enter a treasury, Malchut. 25. Woe unto the world when people do not know how to beware, for they draw the extension of the soul into a body during their zivug with the evil inclination. A foreign man, and the priest's daughter, the soul, flees down and finds the body in a foreign man. And because it is her master's will, she enters there, yields, and cannot govern, and is not completed in this world when she departs it. She will not eat in the contribution of the holies, as it is written, as do all other souls who were completed in this world. 26. And if a priest's daughter be married unto a foreign man, the holy soul is shamed because she will be married to a foreign man, meaning extended over a converted proselyte, blooming over him from the Garden of Eden in a clandestine way, over a body that is built from the impure foreskin because his fathers were not circumcised. This is the meaning of unto a foreign man. 27. There are scales to weigh on the right-hand side and on the left-hand side of the pillar that stands inside the air that breathes. On the right side are the scales of tzedek, justice, and on the left side, scales of deceit. These scales are never restful, and the souls go up and down, coming and going through these scales. There are robbed souls when Adam of the Sidra Acha governs Adam of holiness, as it is written, when the man has power over the man to harm him. The middle line decides and sustains the two lines, right and left, separates between them, where the right line illuminates from above to below, and the left line illuminates from below upward, and not from above downward. The middle pillar sustains the two lights, right and left, and weighs them as if on a scale, where the illumination of the right line draws down to the lower ones, and the illumination of the left line raises up. By that, the balance pivot stands in the middle, leaning neither to right nor to the left, but to both, each according to its way. It is said, inside the air that breathes, because the illumination of the left appears through the exit of the yud from the avir, the air, the point of shuruk. When the middle pillar illuminates in Malchut, two scales are made there. One, scales of justice, like the middle pillar, to draw illumination of the right from above downwards and the illumination of the left only from below upwards. Two, scales of deceit, the grip of the Sitra Acha, who draw the illumination of the left from above downwards. Because of these two scales, Malchut is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. If the soul receives from the scales of deceit, she is robbed by the Sitra Acha and falls into her hands. These are called the robbed souls. At that time, it is written, when the man has power over the man to harm him, when Adam of the Sitra Acha governs Adam of Kedusha, yet it is to harm him. 28. But this soul, which the Sitra Acha, who is called a foreign man, had, and which was robbed by him, is harmful to him, to that foreigner. She shall not eat of the offering of the gifts, as do other souls, until the Creator corrects her, as it is written, if a priest's daughter is married to a foreign man, it will be so that she will not eat of the offering of the gifts. 29. How are the souls robbed? This world is led by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Malchut. When people of the world behave on the good side in determining the middle line, the scales stand on the side to the good side. When behaving as the bad side, extending the illumination of the left from above downwards, the scales sentence to the side of Sitra Acha. And the Sitra Acha robs and takes all the souls that were on the scales at that time. 30. But it is to his detriment, the Sitra Acha, since those souls surrender everything that they find from the evil side, or rather, they subjugate everything that they find from the evil side and obliterate it. The sign of that holy ark, which is robbed by the Philistines, and they governed it to their detriment. Love, try to be together, like Adam Rishon, the same structure. If we aspire to that, then the light which fled us returns to us and brings us to the end of correction. 31. What came out of these robbed souls? They became the righteous of the nations of the world, and bastards, disciples of the wise. Yet bastards, disciples of the wise, come before an uneducated high priest. They are the most important in the world, even though the high priest enters the deepest of the Holy of Holies. 32. It is written about the robbed souls. If a man sells his daughter as a maid, she will not go out as the manservants do, if she is displeasing in the eyes of her master. O Lord of the world, who will not fear you, who governs all the kings of the world, as it is written, who will not fear you, O King of the nations? Indeed, it is your due. 33. How many are the people in the world who are confused and err in this verse? They all say it, but the verse does not straighten out in their mouths. Is the Creator called King of the nations? Is he not the King of Israel? Indeed, so he is called, as it is written, when the Most High gave the nations their inheritance. It is also written, for the portion of the Lord is his people, for which he is called King of Israel. And should you say that he is called the King of the nations, it is a praise for them that the Creator rules over them, and not as they say that they were given to his servants and appointees. Rav. Meaning there are such desires to receive, which are called the nations of the world, foreigners, not yet in order to bestow, which the Creator then takes care of, and he is called, in respect to them, King of the nations. There are those who have not yet come under his care, and so they don't have this name. The Creator, supposedly, is not their superior. We are under his control, even though we are still in the will to receive. According to the intention, we are called Geshal Ke'el Israel, but according to our situation, we are called the nations of the world, foreigners. And therefore, the Creator acts upon us as he does upon the nations of the world, as superior to the nations of the world, in order to bring us to the discernment of Yeshalkel, the degree which is previous to sanctity.
34. Moreover, the end of the verse writes, for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. All this is the praise to the rest of the nations, so it is wonder that they do not rise in this verse to the height of the firmament. After all, the verse gives their sages and their kingships some relation to the Creator, for which it should be said that the Creator is greater than them. However, the Creator blinds their eyes, and they do not know of Him at all. This is the meaning of what we say, that they are all nothing, zero, void, as it is written. The nations are as nothing before Him. They are regarded by Him as less than nothing and meaningless. However, this verse ascribes high and honorable importance to them, for it is written, for among all the wise men of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there is none like you. And it is written, God rules over nations. 36.
Yes, clearly. And being as such foreigners, which the Creator is taking care of, this is sanctity. Continue.
36. All the names and all the appellations of the Creator expand to their ways. All clothe in one another, and all divide into certain ways and trails, except for one name, which is clearer than all other names, which he has inherited to the only nation that is clearer than all other nations. It is Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, as it is written, for the portion of the Lord is his people. It is also written, and you that cleave unto the Lord, who cling to this very name more than to all other names. 37. And one name from among all those names, which expanded into several ways and trails, is called Elohim. He inherited this name, and it was dispensed to the lower ones in this world. This name was dispensed to the servants and appointees that led the rest of the nations, as it is written, and God came to Balaam at night. It is also written, and God came unto Avimelech in the night's dream. Similarly, each appointee that the Creator inherited to the rest of the nations is included in this name. Even idol worship is included in his name. This name and this name was king over the nations, and not the other name which was king over Israel, the name of the Lord, who is unique to the unique nation, the nation of Israel, the holy nation.
Those very same degrees from Binah onwards, Shalkel, they are the degree of Binah. So they are called the holy people, for Binah is called holiness.
38. Who will not fear you, O King of the nations? We should not understand the words as the name Elohim being king over the nations, in whom there is fear and din. It is not written about that, for if so, even idol worship would not be included in this rule. Who will not fear you? For idol worship too is called God. 39. Who will not fear you, O King of the nations? It is not written, King of the nations, about the Creator. Rather, the meaning is, who is the King of the nations who will not fear you, who will not be frightened of you or shaken by you? It is as though it were written, who is the King of the nations who will not fear you? Similarly, in the verse, praise the Lord, praise the servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. One who hears it does not know what he said. Since he said, praise the Lord, he also said, praise the servants of the Lord, while it should have said, servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Yet it is necessary that even though he first said, praise the Lord, relating to the servants of the Lord, here too, even though he first said, who will not fear you, it relates to the King of the nations. It is as though it were written, who is the King of the nations who will not fear you? And all is said as it should be. 40. For among all the wise men of the nations and in all the kingdoms, there is none like you. There is none like you is the word that spreads among them in their wisdom, and they all thank for it. When they see your deeds and might in their wisdom, this word spreads among them, and they say, there is none like you. The meaning of the words is that among all the sages of the nations and in all their kingdoms, there are none like you, they say, and it spreads among them. 41. And she said to Abraham, drive out this maid and her son. Sarah wished to clear out idolatry from the house. This is why it is written, in all that Sarah tells you, listen to her. A maid is idol worship. Here it is written, if a man sells his daughter, the soul that comes by incarnations for bad deeds in the world. The maid is the other side, in the bad incarnation of the scales, when they return to the scales of deceit, and she is robbed by the Sitra Achra. To bring her out of there, she will not go out as the manservants do, who are all the robbed souls. Rather, she is crowned with a crown on her head.
Perhaps there are people who want to ask questions?
Can't hear you?
Who are the
I don't know. Don't try to pull me into interpreting the text for you. These are all spiritual discernments. No single world of the Torah speaks of corporeality or this world or whatever it may seem to you. Yes.
Again.
Rav, regarding the reforming lights, can we
changes brought about by the reforming lights, you will feel, yes, only the changes, you will not feel it itself. The same way you don't feel electricity, you feel results from the electricity, its effect, the engine revolves, the light is turned on, but the power itself we don't feel. We feel the outcomes of this force as it comes into matter. So the same way we don't know what light is, but the results of it, the outcomes of it, we call the light. The outcomes. And that's what you'll feel, the results, the effects of the reforming light, the surrounding light.
So now I request
you want these effects, meaning that the light will give you its own quality. It is entirely in order to bestow, it is entirely in order to connect, it brings about this great unity, all of creation is in a state of unity, and it comes from that degree, and you want it to give you all of these powers.
So now, you begin to think about the reforming lights that it will give it, and then all of a sudden I get this internal pressure that I can't actually just hold for more than 2 seconds.
It's fine. You'll get used to it.
I don't know how to explain that.
It's fine. Just continue. You can't do anything else. You just need to have patience and to continue. Another year. All right, I agree. Yes, and constantly to demand and with patience.
What is the action that's called inspiration?
Inspiration means that something affects me, activates me, and I'm activated. I act by the force which affects me. To pray or to be impressed?
I'm impressed by a friend. I'm impressed by the book from the lesson. What is this impression?
This impression, well, this is a different thing. This impression means that I'm impressed by the friend, by his qualities, his actions, the actions he takes, right? His intentions, I do not know, but his actions I can see, and I'm impressed by that. And this awakens me to all kinds of forms of bestowal. It may be that it will be in me as I see him doing, or it may take a completely different form. Because it may be that I'm impressed by his actions, and it may be that I'm impressed by his intention, where he, through his actions, intends connection, intends to come to bestow to the Creator. So I won't take the exact same actions, but these intentions I will keep. With different actions.
So to actually try and understand the internality of the friend.
Yes and no. We need both. Both to be impressed by the actions of the friends and also by their intentions, to the extent that we understand their intentions. We can never be certain that we understand the friend's intentions. The study of intentions is called the wisdom of the hidden wisdom, because they're concealed, but the actions are disclosed.
I have a normal psychological impression. How can we change that to spiritual.
We very quickly leave behind the psychological impression. Very quickly. Perhaps in a few years, a couple of years, but then it passes and there is no more of that impression. There is nothing more to be impressed by. What is this psychological impression? Explain to me.
Psychological, that we're together, that we're sitting, that we're feeling good. There's a name, a goal.
It's like with a little child. You play with him and you speak with him that way and you activate him like that. But when he grows, you can't treat him like that. He has to know the meaning of things, the purpose and what he gains from it, and etc. And so the psychological impression disappears from us quickly. At first a person comes and feels that because he has nothing of spirituality, but later on, no.
So what I want to ask is that every action and every impression, he translates it into some sort of internal action.
I didn't follow how to do this. By the intention, namely, what do I want? What do I want? I want to attain something spiritual, tangible and spiritual. I want to attain a connection with the friends, even though I don't want it. But I place this in front of me and I remind myself forcefully. I place this image before me as mandatory. Why is it mandatory? Because the Creator is inside it, spirituality is within it, the spiritual world is within that 10. By force, I establish the 10 before me, the corrected 10. I set it before me, forcefully. Because every time a spiritual impression comes to me, it's as if I'm all alone. But no, not alone. I am through the 10 connecting to the Creator. And later on, this 10 disappears. I stop ascribing it to the, relating it to the friends and everyone. I begin to feel it as a kind of, as all of reality. This will come. Well, perhaps we shall continue a bit.
42.
The souls here are souls of little children who suckle from the power of their mothers. The Creator sees that if they exist in the world, they will rot and will become as sour as vinegar. Hence, he collects them while they are small, when they still give off a good scent. 43. The Creator leaves them to be robbed by the maid Lilith, and when they are given into her possession, she delights in the child, robs it and takes it out of the world while it is still suckling from the power of his mother. 44. These souls will not do good in the world, as it is written, if she is displeasing in the eyes of her master, since this man will be spoiled in her after some time if he exists in her. This soul is robbed and another is not robbed. It is written about them, and I saw all the oppressed. This is the meaning of, if she is displeasing in the eyes of her master. 45. If she is bad in the eyes of her master, for whom she was designated, he shall let her be redeemed. He shall not sell her to a foreign people, because he is deceitful with her. For whom she was designated, for whom is written with an aleph. If you say that the Creator gave her to the other side since her first day, it is not so, because now in the circling of the scales, for whom she was designated, for whom with a vav, which was not so before.
Forty-six.
It is written, he shall let her be redeemed. Now he redeems her for the Creator while she still emits a good fragrance, before she grows sour and elevates her to the heights above, to his seminary. If you say that since she was robbed by the other, he is giving her to the righteous of the rest of the nations and to bastards, disciples of the wise, the text comes and proves, he shall not sell her to a foreign people, indeed, because he is deceitful with her, since he has robbed her with the robbing of the circle of the scales. Rather, he shall give her to Israel and not to another. And when she comes out of the scales, she will not go out as the manservants do. Rather, she is crowned with a crown head high on her head. 47. And that sign did not come within that child. She has no control over his soul. Rather, she takes her and rejoices with her. She flies out of her hands and enters the place of the Sitra Achra. And the Sitra Achra commands the child and rejoices with him and laughs at him and longs for that flesh until afterwards the Creator takes his soul and she takes his body. After that, everything is in the possession of the Creator. 48. She will not go out as the manservants do. What is as the manservants do? When she leaves the scales and that side is in joy, the Creator lists her and seals her with a ring and spreads over her his garment of honor, the holy name Eloka. This is because he is deceitful with her in the garment of honor of the king. Then she is kept from being delivered to a foreign people, to righteous of the nations of the world and to bastards, disciples of the wise, but only to Israel. 49. It is written, as in the days when God watched over me, this is the garment of honor. This is the garment of honor, Eloka, it is written about it, he shall not sell her to a foreign people because he is deceitful with her, while the king's garment of honor is still in her. Since his garment is in her, it is written, he shall not sell her to a foreign people.
50. מהי הרשות שהקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לסית רעך לעשוק הנשמה? כל בני העולם הם ברשות המלך הקדוש.
What is the permission that the Creator gives to the Sitra Acha to rob the soul? All the people in the world are in possession of the Holy King, and all have time to live in this world until he wishes to, are in the possession rather, and have time to live in this world until he wishes to raise them from the world. And the Sitra Acha has no permission to harm them prior to that time. But that soul does not have a lot of time to live. Hence, the Sitra Acha laughs at her, rejoices in her, and takes her out of the world. It follows that by not allotting her time, the Sitra Acha is given permission to rob her. Rav, again, do not forget about the connection. As much as we try to come back to that state of Adam HaRishon, one soul, to that extent, the reforming light acts upon us, according to the magnitude of our effort. And the effort is hard, because we can remember everything else, but this we always forget. It's as if we don't want it. Continue. 51. When the Creator wished to create the world, a desire rose within him, and he portrayed all the souls that were to be given to people. All were portrayed before him in that very form that they were destined to have in people, and he saw each and every one. 52. Some of them are destined to worsen their ways in the world. And when their time to descend to the world has come, the Creator calls upon the souls and tells her, go, come into a certain place within a certain body. She replied to him, Lord of the worlds, I am content with this world where I dwell. And I will not go to another world where I'll be enslaved and dirty among them. The Creator replied to her, since the day you were created for this, to be in that world in a body. When the soul sees it, she unwillingly comes down and enters a body there. 53. When the Torah, which advises the entire world, sees it, she warns the people of the world and says, see how merciful the Creator is over you. He sold the good gem that he had, the soul for nothing, so that you would work in it in this world. 54. If a man sells his daughter, is the creator. His daughter is the holy soul. As a maid means to be a maidservant enslaved among you in this world. Please, when it is time for her to exit this world, let her not go out as the servants do. Let her not go out soiled with iniquities. Let her go out free, clear, and clean, so that her master will rejoice to be praised in her, and reward her well with the purities in the Garden of Eden, as it is written, and satisfy your soul with purities, when the soul comes out clear and clean. 55. But if she is evil in the eyes of her Maker, when she comes out soiled with the filth of iniquities and does not appear properly before Him, woe unto the body that has been lost from that soul forever. Since when the souls rise clear and come out of this world clean, each soul enters the book in the king's pouch. A pouch is a leather pocket in which to put books, notes, and papers that are all named. He said, this is the soul of so-and-so, and it is destined for that body which she left. Then it is written, for whom she was designated. 56. When she is bad in the eyes of her master, because she is defiled with iniquities and the filth of sins, then it is written, he shall not sell her, with an aleph, the letter aleph in Hebrew, and that body is lost from her, and she is not designated for it, except for that soul whose master wishes when the body repents. Then it is written, he shall let her be redeemed, as it is written, he redeemed his soul from going through hay. He shall let her be redeemed, relates to the man whose counsel it is to redeem her and repent. And the writing tells of two sides. He shall let her be redeemed over the Creator, and he shall let her be redeemed from hell in relation to man. He shall let her be redeemed means that after he has repented, the Creator redeems them from the path of hell. 57. He shall not sell her to a foreign people. Who is a foreign people? When the soul goes out of the world, she is shamed. The man strays from her, from the way with her. She seeks to rise into the holy camps, because the holy camps stand on the way of the Garden of Eden, and the camps of the foreigners, the harm-doing angels, stand in the way of hell. 58. When the soul is rewarded with keeping the spreading of the garment of honor over her, the name Eloka, or God, is over her. Several holy camps are intended for her, to bond with her, and to bring her to the Garden of Eden. If she is not rewarded, several foreign camps are intended for her, to bring her to hell. And these harm-doing angels are destined to take vengeance in her. The writing comes and instructs about it. He shall not sell her to a foreign people, which are the harm-doing angels, because he is deceitful with her, is the clothing of the keeping, the name Eloka, that the Creator spreads over her and performs his keeping of her, so no foreign people will rule her. 59. How much should one be careful of deviating in his ways in this world? If a person is rewarded in this world and properly watches over the soul, the Creator desires him and is praised with him each day in his company. He says, see that holy son that I have in that world. He did this and that, and so are his deeds corrected. 60. When that soul comes out of this world pure, clean, and clear, the Creator illuminates for her with several lights. Each day he declares of her, this is the soul of my son so-and-so, and there will be keeping to that body that she left. 61. If he designates her for his son, he shall deal with her according to the custom of daughters. What is the custom of daughters? Within a strong rock, the world of Bria, in that high firmament which is there, is a hall of love that stands under the Holy of Holies of Bria. There are hidden treasures, and all the kisses of the king's love are there. and souls that are loved by the king enter there. 62. When the king enters the hall, it is written, and Yaakov kissed Rachel, for there is a zivug de neshikin there, and there the Creator finds that holy soul. He promptly greets her and kisses her, embracing her and elevating her with him, and he plays with her.
שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב עליי שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב עליי שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד